Flanagan is leaving at the end of the month to be a lobbyist for Northwell Health after announcing earlier in the year that he's not seeking re-election. Flanagan previously held the post of majority leader, but in 2018, Democrats took over the Senate after a century of nearly exclusive GOP rule. Ort, who is an Afghanistan war veteran, was the mayor of North Tonawanda before being elected to the Senate in 2014. He says he knows he takes the leadership post at a difficult time, the COVID-19 pandemic, waning enrollment in the Republican Party, and a severe fundraising disadvantage. 9 of 23 Republican senators are not running again in November.
I'm very cognizant of the challenges. In some ways, it's the reason I ran. You know, to me, it's easy to be leader when you have, in good times, when you have multiple members. This is a tough time to be leader.
Ort says while he is a supporter of President Trump and his policies, he knows the president is not held in high esteem in every part of the state, and he says he hopes to gain Republican seats in the Senate.
I realize that in some districts, the president's style, the president himself, is not as popular. But, you know, that's true also for the Democrats, right? The Democrats, there's districts in the city where they're very progressive, where you have Democratic socialists running, but they have members in other districts that if you ran on a defund the police platform, you might not find yourself too successful. And so I think in a state like New York, you're always going to have to be able to marry differences, right? And understand that not every district, that the message, the same message is going to resonate.
But he says in 2016, when Trump headed the GOP ticket as candidate for president against Democrat Hillary Clinton, Republicans held on to the state Senate. He says the GOP platform will include advocacy for lower taxes and restraints on government spending and making the state more affordable to small businesses, farmers, single mothers, and working families. He says he wants to bring more women into the Senate and to include more diversity in his staff and in leadership positions. Ort said his goal is to retake the Senate majority for the Republicans, though he says he knows it isn't that likely to happen this year. The Senate's now led by the first African-American woman and first woman, Andrea Stewart Cousins. Ort says he hopes to get along with Democrats in state government, and he says he's worked successfully in the past with the governor, Andrew Cuomo, but he says he won't be shy about highlighting policy differences either. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.